Welcome everybody. Shir number 1266. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravan Ziz Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so before we go further, I just wanted to mention we always talk about something comes up in middle of a Malacha, possibly from a previous Malacha. So we try and go through it, even though we're, you know, ahead in the next Malacha. So an interesting thing we mentioned a while back, in reference to playing Kugelach, when we spoke about the Malacha of Choyresh plowing, so we spoke about there was one of the parts with rolling the balls, rolling marbles, nuts, whatever the case is, on a door, on a floor, on a dirt floor, or on a pavement floor, and all those various different ins and outs we spoke about in the house. Well, one of the things we did talk about was Kugelach, which was, many of us remember as kids playing Kugelach, right? You have the five squares and you have to throw one up, catch four, whatever the case is. You throw one up, you throw up four, you throw up two, whatever the case is, and you have to pick up two on the ground. So we did quote one of the Sfarim, that said that it was no, Kugelach was no problem to play on a dirt floor. In the house, this farm bring down, it was fine. It's not a problem. In the house, on a regular house floor, which is where usually how it's played, whether on Shabbos or during the week anyways, but a house floor was fine. We quoted from the Sefer Shabbos Home. The Sefer also Kovitz Halachas mentions that also, Sefer Kovitz Halachas mentions that, in the Malach of Chayrish also, indoors, no problem. And from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, we did quote, indoors for sure, but even outdoors he wanted to say, and as far as it was, he wanted to mention that, because it's not rolling. Kugelach is not something that you roll, like Kugelach, jacks, these type of games you don't roll, and therefore if you don't roll, since you don't roll, it's not about the rolling, but when there's rolling involved, then it's a question of Ashvei Gumais, then somebody might come to level the ground. So I did want to mention, I did discuss it over with a certain Rav, and Lamaisa, it's a very little bit hard svara, to understand, because of the fact that when somebody plays this Kugelach game, or jacks for that matter, outside, indoors we said it's fine, in the house it's not the issue, but when you're playing it outside on a dirt ground, possibly on pavement maybe, but even though we said by pavement there's a problem of rolling also outside because of Gezerah, do Ashrei Gumus, level out the ground on a dirt floor, but playing Kugelach we mentioned on the dirt floor, and Lamaise we came out that it's a hard thing to understand because of the fact that in essence you really need a leveled out ground to play Kugelach also. You throw up one square, you catch two squares, or by jacks also, you throw up one, catch two, throw up two, catch one, something along those lines. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is you do need a straight ground. You need a straight ground to an extent. You might not need a straight ground as much as like if you're rolling a ball, rolling marbles, because if you think about it, when you're rolling a ball, rolling marbles, it takes a wrong bounce and the whole game is not going to work. I just want to explain something, an interesting point. If you ever see, they have it in professional baseball games. So the more professional baseball stadium that it is, the better the grounds crew is, if you want to call it. The grounds crew meaning that they're constantly fixing the ground, making sure that there's no holes, making sure that there's no bumps. Why? Because when the ball is rolling on the floor, right, if a batter hits the ball, so when the ball is rolling on the ground, so if it hits a wrong bump, it messes up the whole game. It's sort of like not fair. You know, we want to play on a straight ground. Otherwise, you know, the bump is going to help this team, the bump will help the other team. So you want to level out the ground. So that's just a little bit of an understanding as to what when you're rolling things on the ground, and especially like we spoke about, when you're playing a game, you want to have a leveled out ground. So be it as it may, I don't want to get off on a tangent. We spoke about all this in the past. Just getting back to the Kugelach story. So one should be careful also, lechatchila for sure, initially for sure, not to play Kugelach outside. And if one does have to play, we did mention that time, you know, that it was fine. But the truth is, if one does have to play Kugelach, if it's outside, preferably to play either on a hard surface or at least, if it's even possible, even better to play in the house or on the porch or something along those lines. Even though we did say on a hard surface outside, it would have pretty much has the same halacha to an extent as the dirt ground. But at least, by kugelach, there were those who were more makel. So at least, but because on a flat out dirt ground, even by kugelach jacks, it could be problematic. So therefore, at least to do it, if possible, in the house, on the porch, or whatever the case is, or worst case scenario, on a pavement, but not preferably not. One should be very careful, chatchila for sure, not to play kugelach or jacks or these type of things on a dirt ground. We even spoke about, the Sefer Shabbos for Shabbat. They spoke about cars, little cars. When kids start to play cars, even matchbox cars, these little type of things, you're driving back and forth. Again, the same thing, it's all part of the same gezeira. A person might come to level out the ground. Okay, so I just wanted to mention that, throw that out there. Everybody should be careful with these things. I'm just getting back to our malacha of Ma'amer gathering. I just want to talk a minute about, we spoke about, gathering the fruits together, gathering vegetables, fruits, all these different type of things. Okay, which is not so negela maisa. Most people, in general, the fruits, if they fell off the tree on Shabbos, anyways, they're moksa. But let's say in the house, for example, just to give an example, somebody has a basket of fruits, right? And now they spilled out on the floor. Could I gather them together? Could I put them back into a basket? Now, I just want to explain another thing. The Sefer Ayil Meshulash, a beautiful Sefer, he wrote on just a few malachas, not too many. He wrote on Borer, which is the most famous. That's where the whole thing started, about Borer, on Lush. And he wrote on, and one of the malachas he wrote on was Ma'amer. Mamish, very few, a handful of malachas. So he wrote a whole Sefer on Ma'amer, and he really, really goes with the ins and outs, explaining it, what it's all about. So Lemaisa, he talks about over there, does the Sefer Ayil Meshulash, that when we say gathering together, that we, the gathering we've been talking about, and we said it has to be gedule karka, grows from the ground, number one. Number two, it has to be in the place where it grew, the place where these vegetables or fruits or whatever it is, grew. Roughly in that area. And that's the real malacha min ha-Torah of Ma'amra. We'll see, we spoke about this of various different rabbanans, right? We spoke about salt, other things. We'll talk about some other things too. Unless it's the darkai b'kach, unless it's the derech to put these fruits together, like by the figs we saw last year and so on. So, but be it as it may, but he does say over there, when we talk about gathering it together, it could be whether somebody wants to tie it together, whether somebody wants to put it into a basket, gather it together, you want to put it into a barrel. It doesn't really matter how you gather it together. The process of gathering together items which grew from the ground and then they were cut off before Shabbos or whatever the case is, that's not the issue. But now just gathering that act of gathering it together, however you want to do it, in a barrel, in a basket, in a tying it, whatever, it's all part of the malacha ma'amer. It's not totally in like a certain type of thing, even though the amalach and the mishkan, in certain instances anyways, was with tying. Okay, but be it as it may. So getting back to, just real quickly, to start off the subject with our fruit, I have a basket of fruit that fell on the floor in my living room, in my house, in my kitchen. Could I gather them together? One second, there's an issur of gathering fruits together of ma'amer. Maybe I can't gather fruits together, maybe even midrabanan, at least that much. So he brings down the Sefer Ayil Meshulash on page Chof Gimel, Ois Hay. So he says, just to start off the subject real quickly, Abul Hama'amr Shaloi B'makim Gidulai, when you have Ma'amr, this gathering together, not in the place whereby it grew, and he brings an example, Kagain Ho'oisif Peris Shenis Pazru Babais, somebody who has fruits that spilled out on the floor, and they gather it together in their house. So in those cases, in that type of a case, it's just an example, but in that type of a case, Vafilu Lechatchila would be Mutter. Even Lechatchila, it would be Mutter. He brings down on the bottom in Ois Yud Zayim that Vafil Peres Shed Nispazru, he wants to say even if the Peres spilled out, he brings on the bottom in the field, even in the field, but after it was already collected. In other words, they were cut during the week and they were collected in the basket and everything, and it was already a done deal, and it's already away from the place whereby it grew, it's nothing to do. But even though somebody might be outside, okay, that's the point he's trying to say. Afilu Peres Shed Nispazru Besod, he says, that they were already they're really collected together. Gam kein chashiv shaloi b'makayim. I'm sorry, shaloi b'makayim gidula. It's also considered not in the place whereby it grew. Okay, so that's another important point. It was already gathered together a while back or whatever the case is. So not just in a house when a basket's spilled over, which is no problem, but even if somebody's outside, right? Even in a field, you'll say, what do you mean? There's trees here, there's apple trees, there's this trees, that trees. But if you have apples that have nothing to do with those trees and they were already gathered together a while back and it's not the place, or basically it was already, in other words, the gathering action was already done, but now it's sort of like, spilled out again, if you want to say sort of like gathering after gathering, so he brings down, in that case it would also not be a problem. Even l'chatchila would be mutra. Okay, we'll continue on the subject next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, baruch, kol tuv.